From the YPR studios, I'm Kay Erickson. The transportation block grants the state pays to the school districts is one of the sources Governor Steve Bullock is looking to help fill the state's budget shortfall. Eliminating the grants in 2019 would save the state nearly $12 million. But not all the school districts have the reserve fund to fall back on, and those that do can't sustain the loss over an extended period of time. This year in Shepherd, the block grant brought in about $12,000 for the district. School Superintendent Scott Carter says the district has the money in the reserves to cover the loss for a year.
We're a large geographic district, and we run our buses on all types of dirt roads, snowy, icy, muddy. We can do it for a year, but long term, it would cause us to reevaluate our transportation plan.
Laurel School Superintendent Linda Fapula says her district is in a more difficult financial situation. They don't have a reserve.
In Laurel, with protested taxes, in order to access them, you have to deplete your reserves. So we really don't have the option of relying on those reserves.
She says they'll see what the impacts are at the end of the session and make the adjustments accordingly. Kay Erickson, YPR News.